Good afternoon, Mutala.
Good afternoon.
We hear the situation is frightening a lot of women who are moving out of town. Can you confirm that?
Yeah, this is correct, and it is a very sad story. The saddest part is that most of these women are not even ready to speak. They are not willing to talk at all. In the case of Madame Rahina, too, who was also pregnant, she was murdered while she was carrying pregnancy last week. She was silenced and told that if you ever talk again, we will deal with you. I am told that she was actually on phone speaking with the husband when this heinous crime took place. I spent 3 days in Bimbila, and none of these women was willing to speak with us. And you have some people who are out there. They seem to know the people who are perpetrating these crimes, but
yes,
they are not ready to come out because they are afraid for their life. The presiding member, for example, would not even speak with the media. I tried reaching her. I'm told that she will not talk to the media, but she is one of those who were actually threatened just a few weeks ago before Madame Rahina was murdered.
Yes, but Mutala, do you have any idea about the meaning of they're talking too much?
It has not been explained. I try to find out if any of these women belongs to any of the chieftaincy divides, and sources will not disclose this, except to say that Madame Rahina too, she is not even a prominent person within Bimbila. She sells pure water. And the husband is not even coming from that community. The husband is from the southern part of this country, not even a northerner, I'm told. So it beats the imagination of these sources who spoke with me that they will target her and deal with her in this manner. Women are expected to be quiet, and I am told sometimes they express their feelings about the whole situation, and that is something that is not going down well with some people within the Bimbila area.
And Mutala, in March this year, we understand nine women, including an 8-year-old, were killed in bizarre circumstances.
That is correct. 85-year-old was she was the oldest of the women who were killed. They attacked them in their house in an isolated location in Bimbila, burnt their houses, burnt their food, and then murdered these women in cold blood. As we speak, no one has been prosecuted on that matter. However, I must indicate that the defense minister, who happens to be the MP for the area, following the murder of Madame Rahina, who has placed a 10,000 Ghana Cedi ransom on whoever will help to apprehend the perpetrators of or the murders of Madame Rahina, too. We were told that the children saw someone through the window while their mother was on phone speaking, and before they could say Jack, the woman was gunned down. I am told that when they got to the house to even pick this woman, her children were sitting on the dead mother, but they could not make noise because of fear that they could be attacked. You can imagine the trauma that these young women or these children will grow up with, having seen their mother in such a situation. The nine women who were murdered, including some children about 5 years old, as we speak, some people were picked up as suspects. I'm not too sure what happened to them, but the defense minister seems to be very much interested in this case now, and he has pledged 10,000 Ghana cedis to anybody that will help. As to whether that is enough to help people bring out the names of the perpetrators is another issue.
And
I must say, Bimbila, I spoke with someone who says, look, I am looking for transfer out of Bimbila, and a number of women, some of them have already left with or without transfer.
And Mutala, these unexplained murders, it's all very well for the defense minister to offer that reward. What is the police saying about it?
Well, you know there's a curfew in Bimbila where from a certain period of the night up to dawn. And the police and military patrol teams have been ongoing. However, with what has happened and what's been happening, it appears that we need to improve the surveillance system, possibly use more intelligence gathering. Because even though the police are on the ground, the military are on the ground, every now and then something happens. Somebody is murdered. Somebody is killed. Young children. And it has affected virtually every facet of the economy in Bimbila. Socioeconomic life has been affected for years now. Education is on the downturn. Bimbila happens to be one of the highest producers of yam in this country. It is affecting agriculture. It is affecting civil service. The only hospital in that area is being affected because people are afraid to even accept postings to the area and work. So the military police patrol, yes, they are good, but there's a need to improve on this by increasing surveillance and gathering information, intelligence on these people. I believe that if the police and military do this, it should be possible. Bimbina is not a very big town. It should be possible to apprehend these people and identify them and deal with them. I spoke with a security expert, and he says it is because, again, people do these things and they go scot-free, and that is why it keeps on going. When people are identified and dealt with as criminals, not as belonging to this chieftaincy or that chieftaincy divide, it should help reduce these unexplained deaths.
Mutala Issa, thank you for talking to Radio Ghana. You heard our Northern Regional Correspondent Mutala Issa giving us details of the Bimbila murders.